the Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Kieran Cunningham is the chief sports writer with the Irish Daily Star. Kieran, have you a favourite book?
You're putting me on the spot now. As you say, it's very hard to come up with one. There would be a few. Like I would always have a couple of books on the go, and I always try to mix it up. Like if I read a novel, I don't want to read a novel straight after. I'd rather read a sports book or a music book or a biography or something about politics or whatever. So, but there are books I come back to. The one I'm reading at the moment, I'm really enjoying. It's Hungry by Grace Dent, the restaurant critic, who you know people would know her from MasterChef, being in The Guardian and various things. But it just goes into her adventures in media land in London, how it all started out for her. She's from a small place in Cumbria, but then it goes into really the story of her parents and her parents' dementia and her father's complicated relationship with an extended family that she didn't know about. So it's well worth reading. If it's a bigger favourite, I probably John McGahern's novel, That They May Face the Rising Sun.
Right.
I do come back to that because it's just very wise, a very wise story of a family. And when you come to realize what the title is about near the end, I think it's very powerful.
Yeah, it is a kind of a modern Irish classic. Well, listen, I wish we were just talking about books. We have to talk about something else. We want to talk about Gordon Elliott. To catch people up, the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board, that hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. This following, of course, that photograph of him sitting astride a dead horse on the gallops in his yard. Already, the British Horse Racing Authority, they have stopped him from entering horses in any races there until the issue is resolved. Of course, he has been widely criticised from within the world of horse racing and without for this photograph. I suppose the question, Kieran, that I want to ask you is, at what point, and are we reaching the point, that some of the calls for punishment are beginning to outweigh the crime?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's not an easy one to answer because, you know, you do have to come back to the bottom line of what he did was totally unacceptable. It was, you know, in a sport that prides itself on the duty of care for the animals, you know, and it has been criticized by animals' rights groups over the years. And the people within the sport, you know, are always keen to point out how well they look after the horses and how they are treated as part of a family. And this seemed incredibly disrespectful. It seemed, and that's to put it mildly, like, he does deserve to be punished for this. He deserves, you know, it was right that he lost sponsors. I can understand why people pulled horses from him. I think it's right that he'd be hit with a hefty suspension. But at the same time, you know, I don't like to get into, you know, things like cancel culture and that, they become a cliche. But you do see something like now, people are quick often to blame, oh, this is a social media thing that everybody piles on. But it's across the media and it's across, and possibly it's the time we're in that people have a lot, through no choice of their own, and more time in their hands, that everybody seems to be, you know, giving their opinion on this. And it must be a very difficult time for him and his family and for all the people who are employed by Gordon Elliott, because one of the differences between horse racing and other sports in Ireland is that it's effectively an industry, which is why the government, you know, is often under the auspices of the Department of Agriculture as much as the Department of Sport. And he employs 80 people. So, like, he's a man of whatever he is, 41, 42. He'd probably be on the in a senior position in the sport for another 30 years or so. You know, so should he lose his career now over this picture? Should all those people lose their jobs? I don't think so. I think human beings, by their very nature, are flawed and make mistakes and often make big mistakes. But I think it's very important people get a second chance.
Yeah, and we don't really need to rehash, I suppose, how idiotic and offensive the photograph was. You know, there's unanimity on that, and I don't think he helped himself with his initial explanation, which was frankly unbelievable. You know, as soon as people heard it, he made more sense when he spoke to the Racing Post. You know, and he acknowledged it as a moment of madness. But do you find yourself starting to feel sorry for Gordon Elliott in the middle of all of this?
I don't know if I'd go that far. Like, the statement was irritating because, you know, he could have just held his hand up and said, you know, I made a really bad mistake and been honest and open from the start. But he wasn't in that statement. Like, to be kind, it was a fudge, and that's been very kind, like, if you go through the detail of it. So I wouldn't, but I have sympathy for anyone in the sense that you know, if you're in the public eye at all, I'm sure you've got a bit of it here. Like anybody in the media, particularly female journalists, you often get a lot of abuse online. And even if you say it doesn't get to you, it does after a while. Like, you know, and I noticed very quickly he stopped allowing replies to his tweets on Twitter, because I would say the pylon was so furious that he just wanted a bit of peace. But I think there was an element of hypocrisy here. Like, even within the sport, a lot of things have happened in horse racing over the years. Like, there's been examples of brutality towards animals, doping cases, etc. No owners with very dubious links, or, you know, with huge shadows over them. And nothing, you know, there has been anything like this level of outrage. And even if you go to a different sport, like it's a few weeks ago, Panorama had the culmination of a 7-month investigation into Daniel Kinhen's involvement in boxing.
Yes.
And he's involved at a very high level of a global sport. There wasn't anything like this level of outrage.
Does that, because Kieran, I'm used to reading your work and listening to you speaking to the lads in the evening and off the ball. And I know how frustrated you are that there isn't more public outrage at Daniel Kinahan's involvement in boxing, and it looks like in football now as well, their first steps into that world. Like, is that frustration then felt doubly so this week when you see the level of outrage at Gordon Elliott?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, I know people say this is moral equivalence, or, you know, there's no real connection here, but there's a connection in the terms of it's sport, it's Irish people involved in sport, and we're talking about the media reaction as much as the incidents itself. And there was, you know, there was a reaction to the Panorama programme, but it wasn't anything like the scale of what we've seen in the last couple of days. And what, not in the slightest, no way am I defending Gordon Elliott. Mm. He deserves to be suspended. He deserves to be punished. I think he realises that himself now. But you do look around at other things that go on in sport, and nobody, you know, nobody really bats an eyelid. And that there is I can't get my head around that. Like, I really struggle with that.
Yeah, is it because it's an animal at the centre of it, or is it something else? Is it a kind of a snowball effect that if enough people get angry, that, you know, it begins, a story, I suppose, begins to build momentum, and there's this kind of version of fear of missing out if you don't lump in as well?
Yeah, well it's interesting that the relationship between people and animals, you know, that's the big part of this story, because to many people, like the Irish love affair with the horses, with the horse, goes back a long, long time. Like, some of the biggest Irish sporting stars are effectively horses, like Danoli, Istabrak, Arkell, etc. And horse racing is one of the few sports where Irish competitors and horses and jockeys and trainers, whatever way you want to call them, have been world class. Yeah.
I'm thinking of driving through Gorn, and there's a mural painted of Arkell and DJ Carey on a wall.
Yeah. Indeed. But that's so there is that great affection there. And I think part of it, because people did see the picture, it is so stark. Like, the horse's eyes are open, you know, the mouth is bared. So it's a horrific image. Like, people would be upset if they saw that horse on the side of this road if they were driving by or something. So to see somebody, you know, taking such a casual attitude towards it, I think that has impacted on people. And I think people are genuinely outraged, but, you know, there is a time when, you know, you have to take a breath and say, you know, this isn't, you know, there's bigger things happening in the world.
And I suppose, you know, to play devil's advocate, there will be people who don't really follow horse racing, and they might kind of pay attention slightly around Cheltenham and Aintree and maybe Leopardstown at Christmas. And if a horse gets killed or gets so badly injured, they have to be put down. The justification they always hear is how these horses are treated like royalty, you know, on the gallops and in the stables. And for people like that, they'll have seen that photo this week and they'll have felt like they've been lied to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair point, Kieran. It's interesting, people who commented on this, who know racing very well and have been around Gordon Elliott's stable, that they use the same kind of language. And a lot of them have said that it's like a 5-star hotel, that the facilities are that good, that the horses are treated that well. But then you see this and it makes people wonder. But, you know, as far as I'm aware, this is a 4-year-old photo. And when all this is, you know, this photo emerged, and you would think, if this had happened more than once, you know, that there'd be other stuff coming out by now around Gordon Elliott. But that's not been the case. So maybe it was just a moment of madness. Like, and that's not defending it. But maybe people do stupid things. But, you know, he will pay a price. He will pay a very heavy price. But I don't think it's right that he pays for it with his career and that 80 people lose their jobs over it.
Yeah. Well, June and Kildare has texted in to say, why don't both horse racing authorities just make him pay a whopping donation to racehorse welfare groups? Like I said, that comes from June. 10 says, regarding Gordon Elliott, there's a lot of hypocrisy going on here, I think. Snowflakes like animals, but don't understand they die as well. It was a stupid picture, however. And I am watching in horror as the life and livelihood, says someone else, of the horse trainer Gordon Elliott is systematically destroyed by the most sanctimonious and pious of judges. While I accept that Gordon made a mistake and the optics of the picture do look very bad, I do not believe this, that his total destruction is justified. Where is the mercy, and who among us has not made mistakes? And those texts coming in on 53106. Dee is after getting in touch in County Kerry on 1890 453 106. Dee, I understand you have a kind of a slightly different take on all of this.
Yeah, hi, Kieran, how are you doing?
Not too bad.
What struck me was I completely agree with that last contributor too. Totally unacceptable. That image was just horrific, and sitting astride the horse was just dreadful. But it's the incongruity of it all, really, that we're absolutely horrified at that. But at the same time, then, you know, we're kind of ingesting animals all the time, three times a day, who, you know, are in dreadful situations, in, you know, produce intensively, and in not in all cases, but in a lot, and who are slaughtered, and you know, and there's this kind of cultural thing of where, you know, the horse is noble, and the horses and maybe dogs too in that same category, but just because of our culture, you know, our cultural learnings, we're kind of saying, well, horses are noble, and dogs, but pigs and sheep and cows and calves have no value really, but to consume. And I just thought there's such a kind of a double standard, and you know, that's where I was coming from.
That culture blinds us to maybe our own hypocrisy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, you know, we have three times a day, you know, to make a decision about what we, you know, and our decisions, you know, have consequences for sentience all the time. And I just, even though I absolutely agree, and I agree with the outrage, but I think there's a lot of kind of horrified anxiety mode going on as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Paul McCartney said, what did he say? If slaughterhouses had glass windows, we'd all be vegetarians. So,
I understand the point you're making, Dean. I appreciate you getting in touch. Kieran, before I let you go, is your fear over the next few days that the Irish horse racing, the board, the regulatory board that are looking into this, that might feel a little under pressure because of this public outrage?
I think they're in a no-win situation, in a way, in that they'll either be criticised for being too hard or too lenient, no matter which way they go. But I think they will come up with a fairly hefty suspension. But I think they will be very mindful of the amount of jobs at stake, and so I think they will. I would think they would try and, you know, offer a chink of light to those people involved. You know, and whether it's 6 months, a year's time, whatever, that their jobs will be there for them.
Cool.
I just feel that's going to be the case.
Cool heads might prevail. Listen, Kieran, we appreciate your time. Kieran Cunningham, who's the chief sports writer with the Irish Daily Star. And thank you, Dee, as well, for getting in touch. And thank you to everybody texting in.